The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Delight, privilege, and an honor to welcome you to the program today. Well, the Michael Flynn case, which has been going on for a few years now, if you remember, this was all part of the Russian collusion fiasco. Remember the Democrats? Oh, we got Trump now. Oh, we've got him now. We've got him caught red-handed with the Russians. And the whole Mueller investigation that went on for 2 years and multiplied millions of dollars and nothing. No, what about the arrests? Well, none of them had anything to do with Russia. And Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor for the president, a very short-lived assignment, we might add, was entrapped by the FBI. Now, we know that now from FBI documents. He was entrapped. And again, that's not speculation. We know that. So the current Justice Department under William Barr said, well, that wasn't fair. We're going to drop the prosecution. We're going to drop the charges. Well, it should have been over. I mean, when a prosecutor drops the charges, 99.9% of the time, it's done, it's over, it's finished. But not in this case, because it deals with Trump. And so a lower court judge by the name of Emmett Sullivan said, oh, no, we're not going to drop the charges. In fact, I am going to investigate. That's not the job of the judge. And people on the left and the right almost said in unison, this judge is way out of line, way out of line. But he dug in and said, man, no, we're going to continue. Well, anyway, bottom line, today, a federal appeals court in a 2-1 ruling said, it's done, it's over, it's finished, the prosecution is over, charges will be dropped. This is the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. So they overruled Judge Emmett Sullivan. And this should be it. Done. Over. At least it should be. Of course, it should have been done before anyway. So with this decision by the court today, it looks like the charges against Michael Flynn will be dismissed. But Bobby pleaded guilty. I know. It was a plea deal. He was looking at a long time in prison. It was a setup. He was entrapped. He was frightened. But he was a general. Yeah, I know. Generals can become frightened of a stacked court as well. And so in a plea deal, he did plead guilty and then almost immediately tried to withdraw it. Said, wait a minute. Wait. No, I want to withdraw my guilty plea. And anyway, the long, long drama for Michael Flynn should now be over. It should be. Anyway, it should be. We will see. Then, in other political news, the a black Republican senator was the primary sponsor of a police reform bill that basically dealt with every single issue that the Democrats had wanted to have dealt with in a police reform bill. Wording was not exactly the same between the Republicans and the Democrats, but it was very close. In essence, the Republican-authored bill, again, primarily sponsored by a black senator who made a very passionate speech on the floor of the Senate about how important it was to reform police and so on and so forth. And so it was put to a vote in the Senate today, and it was blocked by the Democrats. Yep, it was a 55-45 vote. It needed 60 in order to proceed. Republicans had 53 votes, 2 Democrats, but not enough Democrats joined them. So if you want to know who's holding up police reform, it would not be the Republicans. It's the Democrats because, why? Are you kidding me? Do you honestly think that in a presidential election year, they're going to approve a police reform bill put forth by the Republicans? There's no way. You say, well, wouldn't that be best for the people? Yeah. Wouldn't it be best to, for police reform? Yeah. But you see, they have political purposes that are far, far, far more important to them than actually helping the people they represent. And then, to make things worse, this has been a constant theme on this program now for several weeks. I will be supportive of any individual or any organization that is truly trying to bring about racial reconciliation, unity, the destruction of bigotry and prejudice. I will stand with just about anybody. But I will not stand with those who are trying to divide us. Like Nancy Pelosi. This is one of the most outrageous things. She has said some really, really outrageous things, but this is one of the most outrageous things I've ever heard her say. She said on the floor of the House of Representatives, Senate Republicans, and I quote, are trying to get away with the murder of George Floyd. Can I repeat that? Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, said Senate Republicans – because of a bill that was well crafted and gives the Democrats almost everything they want. Almost. Can I give you an example? The Democrats want an absolute ban on chokeholds, period. Cannot be used ever, 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 ever. The Republican version said no chokeholds unless the life of the police officer is in danger. That's the difference between the two. And so Nancy Pelosi said Senate Republicans are trying to get away with the murder of George Floyd. Sound like somebody who's trying to unite us or someone who is trying to drive a wedge racially? Senate Republicans trying to pass significant police reform legislation drafted primarily by a black senator. They're trying to get away with the murder of George Floyd. I'll let you reach your own conclusion as to what her motive is. All right, we need to take a break. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, this is interesting. Yeah. The CEO of the largest Planned Parenthood affiliate in the United States was just forced to resign. Now, this is after they got rid of their main CEO. What was that, about a year ago, 2 years ago? They got a brand new CEO, and oh, they were hopped up high on her. She was going to be great. She was going to be wonderful. And then she dared to say, well, you know, abortion isn't the only thing we should be doing. We should actually be providing health services for women other than abortion. Oh, my goodness, they flipped out, got rid of her. Now, that was the national director. This woman, Laura McQuaid, was the CEO of Planned Parenthood of Greater New York. She is the former CEO of the Planned Parenthood Great Plains, which is in Missouri. I believe it's St. Louis. Anyway, she was forced to resign because, well, just a handful of current and former Planned Parenthood employees signed an open letter saying that she presided over a chain of, quote, systematic racism, abusive behavior, and financial malfeasance. Did I tell you how many former and current employees of Planned Parenthood actually signed this open letter? 300. 300. And by the way, these are people who still support Planned Parenthood. They just believe that their CEO was guilty of, and again, I'm quoting, systematic racism, abusive behavior, and financial malfeasance. Now, when you understand the basis upon which Planned Parenthood was founded, Planned Parenthood was founded by, say it, class, Margaret Sanger. who is best known as a flaming racist, a eugenicist, someone who spoke at Ku Klux Klan rallies, who believed that the Negro race were a bunch of weeds and inferior, and they shouldn't be allowed to reproduce like the white people, because we don't want too many of them around. And so that was the emphasis on planning. Yeah, Planned Parenthood, birth control. And, of course, they wanted to give birth control more to the black women than anybody else because, again, we don't want many of them born. And then, of course, when that didn't work, well, let's just kill the unborn babies. And that's why there is a hugely disproportionate number of black babies killed every year. And so, considering the origins, the very foundation of Planned Parenthood, should we be surprised at all that the CEO of the largest Planned Parenthood network in America has been forced to resign because of, and again, I am quoting, systematic racism? Also, now again, these are 300 current and former Planned Parenthood employees. They accused her of creating, quote, a culture of fear and intimidation, noting years of complaints from staff about issues of systematic racism, pay inequity, and a lack of upward mobility for black staff members. Yeah. They said that they had all seen her, as well as dozens of members who have witnessed McQuaid yell, berate, slam her fist, verbally abuse, humiliate, and bully employees. By the way, this story was first broken by the Kansas City Star, not some right-wing anti-abortion publication. No, the Kansas City Star. She left St. Louis and then went to New York. And her problems followed her to New York. And she has resigned. Now, we're hearing so much about systematic racism, and we should. It should be exposed wherever it is. Do you honestly think that one single mainstream media source tonight will report that the CEO of Planned Parenthood's largest network has been forced to resign because of systematic racism? I don't think so. Yeah, that's going to be very interesting, isn't it? Yeah, what about silence concerning racism? Yeah, well, it's okay when it's Planned Parenthood. All right, we'll be back.